But George's attempts to pass on his ideas of morality and modest living failed.
Perhaps it's hardly surprising that the king's eldest son rebelled. Whereas George III was frugal to the point of stinginess, his son, the future George IV, indulged in every excess to exhaustion. And as for this portrait, well, it's distinctly flattering, because when it was painted, the prince was actually obese. One MP described him as, from head to foot, a flaccidity of muscle and rotundity of outline.
The Prince of Wales was a man of huge appetites, as is shown by his girth. Of course, as George IV tended to do in other aspects of life, he overdid it. He gave even gluttony a bad name. From about the age of 40 onwards, he was beginning to fray at the edges, and my God, what edges they were. I mean, covering almost everything that he sat upon.